Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is making the most of the blessed 10 days. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, who has appointed for His servants sacred moments in time through which they can attain unto His special pleasure. And in them are days in which they draw ever nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in these days, He multiplies their rewards and grants them abundant recompense. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah without partner. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the servant of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, to obey him and to abstain from what he has prohibited, and to hasten towards what pleases him. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his noble book, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forward for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah, for surely Allah is fully aware of what you do. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers. Amongst the greatest, purest, and most exalted of the days of our lives are days which, when they arrive, they herald the nafahat, these divine breezes that have a descending of mercy, and in them are gifts and blessings from our Lord. Brothers and sisters, these are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, days we are currently in, days whose rank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has magnified and whose status He has elevated to the degree that He swears by them in His book, wherein He says, Wal fajr wa layalin ashar, by the dawn and by the 10 nights. The scholars of Islam say that these 10 nights are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and they are also the appointed days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran when He says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, and that they mention the name of Allah during the أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, the appointed days. So brothers and sisters, these days have and nights within them have a tremendous rank, and their station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense, for in them is His special grace. Now, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabbu ila Allahi min hadhihi al-ayyam." He said, "There are no days in which righteous deeds are performed that are more beloved to Allah than these days." So, given that we know that, brothers and sisters, given that we know that these days are the most blessed days we can engage with when it comes to drawing nearer to our Lord, then this entails that we strive. فَبِثَالِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسُوا, in this let them strive, let them sincerely compete and race towards their Lord, hoping for His mercy and knocking upon His door. And what that means, brothers and sisters, is that these days should be days of prayer, days of fasting, days of charity. For those able to visit the blessed house and in Hajj, these are days of pilgrimage. But for those of us who are not taking that sacred journey, we're still tasked to take that sacred journey in our hearts, to have remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to engage in tilawat al-Qur'an, recitation of Qur'an, to engage in much of the forms of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and importantly, to purify our hearts. Purify our hearts of grudges, purify our hearts through repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make this sincere orientation manifest in our relationships by maintaining and honoring family ties and showing excellence towards all of the people around us. These are the signs of someone who's turned these days into days of success. These are the signs of someone who's made the most of these days by investing its moments in moments that can draw them nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, if you reflect on some of these ways, then let us start by highlighting one of the greatest ways a believer welcomes these days is through sincere tawbah. And sincere tawbah, brothers and sisters, implies that we do an inventory of ourselves, we review ourselves, we look at the nature of our heart, the ulterior motives of our heart, and then we take ourselves to account. And if there's anything that is due to other people when it comes to their rights, we return people's rights to them. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kanat indahu madhlimatun li akhihi, fal yatahallalhu minha." He said, "Whoever has wronged his brother in any matter, let him seek his pardon. Seek a way to resolve this." Brothers and sisters, this is something that we have to do. If we want to get right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to get ourselves right with anyone that we may have wronged and seek forgiveness. And in our hearts as well, to let go of grudges, to let go of this sense that we need to take people to account, because if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, then it behooves us to embody that forgiveness for others too. And then in addition to this, then these are the days of making much dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by dhikr, we mean these formulas that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged, such as takbir, which is Allahu Akbar, tahleel, which is la ilaha illallah, tahmeed, which is alhamdulillah, tasbih, which is subhanallah. For in response to a question about this issue, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ayyamin a'zamu indallahi wa la ahabbu ilayhi al'amalu fihinna min hadhihi al'ayyam al'ashr." He said, "There are no days greater in the sight of Allah, nor in which deeds are more beloved to Him than these 10 days." Then he said, "فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ." So increase in them your saying of La ilaha illallah, your saying of Allahu Akbar, and your saying of Alhamdulillah. And brothers and sisters, these are just words that in their quantity are simple and few on the tongue, but they have immense weight and rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For these words are raised to the highest assembly, where they continue to be mentioned, and they mention the name of the one who uttered them. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna alladhi tazkuruna min jalalillahi wa tasbihihi wa tahmidihi wa tahleelihi." He said, "That which you remember of the words of glorification of Allah when it comes to His tasbih, His saying subhanallah, or tahmeed, glorifying by saying alhamdulillah, or tahleel, by saying la ilaha illallah, all of these things are tata'attafu hawl al-arsh. They begin to circle around the throne. Lahunna dawiyun kadawil nahli. They circle around the throne with the humming as if it's the humming of bees. And yudhakkirna bisahibihinna, and then they mention the one who mentioned them. Afala yuhibbu ahadukum an la yazalu lahu indallahi shay'un yudhakkiru bih. Would not one of you love to have something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that continues to mention you with regards to Him?" Subhanallah. So brothers and sisters, let us busy ourselves with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of our hearts for His giving us existence, for Him, for His continual blessings upon us. And part of that entails, brothers and sisters, that in specific regards to these days, as we should be at all times, but in specific regards to these days, we should increase our ibadah, our worship, by building it firstly on ensuring that our obligatory prayers are as good as we can perform them, and then increasing in the nawafil, in the voluntary prayers. These are the days to, as much as possible, to engage in our extra prayers and our prayers in the middle of the night and our prayers of tahajjud and so on, because these are the means to attain unto the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, he says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. He said, my servant does not draw nearer to me with anything more beloved to me than what I have made obligatory upon him. And my servant continues drawing nearer to me through voluntary acts, supererogatory acts, hatta uhibba, until I love him. This is a special love, brothers and sisters. And these are days in which we can hope to attain unto this special love. This love when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the veils, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws us nearer to him in a way that the mind cannot fathom. And so these are days of drawing nearer to our Lord. These are days that we should fill every moment and every time as much as possible with glorifying him. And from the adab of these days is also setting aside a portion of tilawa of the Quran and reflection of the Quran. From the adab of these days is ensuring that we give some charity as much as we can in these days. These are the days of honoring our parents, maintaining ties of kinship, as we've said. And the nature of time, brothers and sisters, is that when these sacred moments depart, then these are moments of our life that has passed by that will never come again. And the one who is intelligent is the one who makes these moments, moments of eternity, by doing something in them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that they become a means of his salvation, and they stand for him in the next world. And so these are the moments, brothers and sisters, that we should take advantage of. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast as much as he was capable in these days. In fact, he said, the narrations are, كَانَ يَسُومُ تِسْعَ ذِلْحِجَّةِ. He used to fast the first 9 days of the Hijjah. And so we should fast as well as much as we can. And at the very least, brothers, sisters, as much as possible for those who are capable and healthy, we should all try and fast for the day of Arafah, for its merit is immense. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Siyamu yawmi Arafah, ahtasibu ala Allahi an yukaffira sanata allati qablahu wa sanata allati ba'dahu." He said, fasting the day of Arafah, he said, I have hope in Allah that it shall expiate the sins of the year before and the year after. So brothers and sisters, these are the gifts that are on offer in these days, especially Yawm al-Arafah. This is a single day. Arafah means the day of knowing, the day by which we come to know the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we give our hearts to him. And it's a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins and burdens. And it's a day in which souls are freed from the hellfire. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أَنْ يُعْتَقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَبْدًا مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. He said, there is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more servants from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. So especially the day of Arafah, brothers and sisters, let that be a day that we busy ourselves as much as possible in supplication, in asking upon Allah, calling upon Allah with sincere munajat, sincere supplications from the bottom of our hearts. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayru du'a'i du'a'u yawmi Arafah." He said, the best of supplications is the supplication that one can make on the day of Arafah. "Wa khayru ma qultu ana wan nabiyyuna min qabli." And the best of words that I and the prophets before me have said are, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. He said, these words are, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. There is nothing worthy except Allah, nothing worthy of worship except Allah. وحده لا شريك له. He is absolutely one in his oneness, and he has no partner. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. To him belongs the entirety of the dominion, and to him belongs all praise. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he is over all things capable and powerful. So brothers and sisters, these are days in which these type of supplications, let us reflect on the tremendous meanings of these supplications, supplications that call us to remove everything other than Allah from our hearts, that we are not attached to anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our lives become for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every praise returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we recognize His qudra, His absolute omnipotent power over all things. So we hand over the affairs of our lives to Him too, that we stop our own selfish orientation and planning and rest in the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His orientating us to that which is good, that we have sincere submission to that which He's asked us to submit to outwardly and inwardly. For these are the days in which if a person aligns himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they find sufficiency in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways we can infuse our supplications with what they call istijaba, with this special rank of being answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to infuse it with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending abundant blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For in these two noble acts are keys by which our du'as are answered. One of the greatest of the Sahaba, Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, says, I was once praying whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr and Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, were also present. And when I sat, I began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then sending blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then it's after that that I made du'a. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sal tu'ta, sal tu'ta. He said, ask and you should be given, ask and you should be given. In other words, implying that when we devote ourselves sincerely to Allah with sincere praise and this connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking that Allah send His peace and blessings upon him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so noble that it's not as if He's not going to grant that part of the prayer and not give you what follows. And so whenever we want to ask for something and make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the two keys are to send praises to Allah and then to send salawat upon His Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. So, O Allah, all praise belongs to You and all thanks belongs to You. It's inward and it's outward. And we cannot praise You as You deserve to be praised. You are as You yourself have praised yourself. To You belongs all praise until You are pleased. And to You belongs all praise until You are pleased. And to You belongs all everlasting praise forevermore. O Allah, send Your prayers, Your peace and blessings upon our Master, our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of all the messengers, and upon his family, and upon his pure wives and the mothers of all the believers, and upon his radiant and noble companions. O Allah, be pleased with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, and all the honored companions, and whomsoever follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the best of days until the last day. O Allah, bless us for whatever remains of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Aid us therein in remembering You and thanking You and worshipping You to the best of our abilities. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are ajiz, we have incapacity. But we ask You through You to grant us success in seizing these moments. We ask You through Your tawfiq and Your divinely mandated favor upon us that You give us the ability to perform righteous deeds sincerely for You, that You make us from those who are accepted and who are showered with blessings and mercy in this month. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us be from those who attain unto the day of Arafah, who realize the reality of this Arafah, who realize the reality of what it means to fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it be a day that we have an expiation for all of our sins that have preceded us, a day in which we become elevated in rank, a day in which we attain unto Your rida, such that there will be no turning away from that thereafter. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those who are freed from the fire. Make us from those who are freed from the fire. Make us from those who are freed from the fire. Oh Allah, accept this pilgrimage from Your pilgrims to the sacred house and make their rides easy for them and return them safely and to their families in a state of righteousness and purity. I say these words of mine and I seek forgiveness from Allah for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.